the tariffs imposed by President Trump are a bitter blow for the Irish economy, and particularly the agri-food sector. I'm deeply concerned about the knock-on effect of a 20% tax effect being added to sales of our produce in the United States from today. And if you look at straightforward products like those in the whiskey distillery sector, it means that companies like Drumshambo, gin and others in that sector would see some of their products gone up by between $8 and $10 overnight because of a tax rise. And that's clearly going to cause difficulties for companies. I'd be concerned about sales falling in the coming months. And that's why I think the time has come for our government now to step in and support those sectors most affected by the tariffs.
And look, obviously, the next few weeks were in somewhat uncharted waters in terms of what might be the next best step for Ireland. But do you think it could be better maybe to take a united European approach where everyone kind of goes the same way and stays on the same front? Or do you think this is an opportunity for Ireland maybe to speak to the US directly and try and work something out in an individual manner?
Well, President Trump has played a very cagey game in imposing these tariffs. In some quarters, we expected it to be much higher. There were threats of up to 100%, remember, for some sectors. But the key thing here is that Europe responds in a positive and a coordinated fashion. I think the European Commission would be better to target specific products rather than across the board in terms of replying, when they do reply in a week or so. But for me, in the short term, we have an Irish problem here. We now have products being exported from the border counties in Ireland with two different tariff rates going into the United States. And this puts a lot of companies in the Sligo, Donegal, North Leitrim area into specific problems if they're exporting to the United States. Because as of today, their neighbours in the same sector, just across the border, have a more advantageous actual rate in terms of the tariff. They're in a position to get a 10% tariff rate, whereas the companies in the south are facing, unfortunately, that 20% tariff rate, which is very unfair.